Protection or Target Development, SIGINT, while deployed in safe houses supporting the Tier 1 dudes, or as sensor operators on the various multi-mission aircraft. Unless otherwise directed, we keep our distance from other operations. We have our hands full as it is, and I've needed an OPSO for some time now. Still, I'm going to lose you for 2 weeks because you need a primer on a technology that is cutting edge, and we need everyone up to speed so we can get in front of it. The situation is, the internet is just beginning, and the 100-pound heads in the Pentagon and the fort believe it's going to grow in orders of magnitude. So transport is going to be a huge collection opportunity. You will go in true name, under DOD cover, as an officer assigned to the Defense Information Systems Agency, the DISA. And you'll learn the basics of optical networking at a company in Hanover, Maryland, called Ciena. Ciena incorporated in 1992 and just went through an initial public offering in February. Warthog continued. Their pioneering innovation is a technology called Dense Wavelength Division Multiplexing, and basically that means breaking the light spectrum down into separate colors, like red, green, and blue, to carry messages in each discrete frequency and maximizing the capacity of a single strand of glass fiber optic cable. We're talking gigabytes, not megabytes. Massive data flows. For the next few days, check into a hotel in Falls Church and focus on area familiarization, particularly Leesburg, Pike, and the Seven Corners area, so you can at least sound credible regarding DISA's AO. Come back, meet the team for a few days, then next week you'll join a class of civilian telecom engineers at Ciena. Cool? That week, John was so bamboozled he didn't say anything during the Ciena class. He completed the class, came back to the team room, gave a quick back brief where, upon hearing his discomfort, an NCO recommended he take a basic networking course. Since they didn't have the budget to send him to Cisco in California, he went to Lucent Technologies in New Jersey, using the same DISA cover. There he learned the vagaries of packet networks, internet protocols, switching, servers, routers, and the other backbone elements comprising the internet flowing over 56-kilobyte twisted pair copper wiring prevalent then. It was still a leap ahead, but the concepts he learned in Hanover made more sense now. For the most part, life was good, work was fine, but his love life with Lisa, the woman he had met in Korea, was complicated by the distance and time spent apart. She had her own career. Hell, she had a master's degree and was working on a second one, and was not partial to marriage and living as an army dependent here in the United States. Meanwhile, he was more than committed to a way of life to which he had dedicated 10 years in pursuit. A clash of wills ensued, no matter how great the emotions they both felt. John spent less time in the team room than with the JPO planners at the fort, and sometimes in Langley. The JPO was a joint effort between the Klangsig authorities of NSA and the Humint and Covered Action authorities of CIA. The first cross-Atlantic fiber-optic cable called AC-1 was being laid to Bude, UK, with a branch eventually going across the channel to Germany. NSA had an arrangement with GCHQ to share a facility to tap into the cable. John was part of the pre-deployment site survey, PDSS, to the UK to determine requirements of how best to support that build-out. A consortium of telecom providers was funding this mammoth effort, one of which was Global Crossing, headquartered in New Jersey. John was unfortunately getting well acquainted with Interstate 95 traffic in New Jersey and its weird jug handles, which were great for SDRs. In all the planning sessions, John got glimpses of the investments to make this project a reality. John also kept up on current trends in telecom by reading trade publications, like Lightwave, with snippets of information such as Global Crossing recently announced plans to build the Mid-Atlantic Crossing, an undersea fiber-optic cable that will connect with AC-1. Service on AC-1, which spans more than 14,000 kilometers and connects the United States, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Germany, is scheduled to begin in May 1998. The system will be built in a self-healing ring